Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. And I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Sister Carla, and I am hosting this evening, standing in for Sister Powell. Amen. What a beautiful song that was. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. And I don't know if that's like you. You know, you're prone to wonder and seek things that are not of God or do things or try to help others. And, you know, there's so much things that we do and say, you know, eat the way we dress or whatever it is. You know, we're wondering, but God is seeking us, you know, a stranger, as a stranger. Have you ever seek a stranger, someone, you know, you might do. You see someone that they look lost and you try to help them, but many of us don't. And that's how Jesus is with us, seeking after us, looking after us to point us, to direct us to the right place. Amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, I thank you, Lord, for being our King, being our Lord of Lords, being our High Priest, our Elder Brother. You are our Savior, our God, our King, our Creator of all things. And we just thank you. We magnify, we glorify your name today, this Thursday evening. Lord, as we come together, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our trespasses, whatever it is, Lord, that has sever the ties from you, or whatever it is that it's a long cord and we're wandering away from you, Lord, help us to know what it is so that we can repent of that sin and we can come back to our first love, which is you. Again, please bless each and every one as they're joining us via the internet and via the telephone, Lord. May you bless them in a marked way wherever they are throughout the world, Lord. We are your children. We are your creatures, Lord. You have made us for specific purpose, and help us to know that. Help us to know that our body is the temple of you, the living God, and help us to know how we ought to treat our body so that we can be unified and that we can be one with you, Lord. We thank you again. We praise you. And we glorify, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening on Advent Light Ministry, and I'll read, and tonight is Health Reform Thursday. You're on the right night. And I'll read a page from out this book, Eat to Live. The title is Eat to Live. And it says, the longer, the title of this topic is, the longer our waistline, the shorter our lifeline. Again, the longer our waistline, the shorter our lifeline. As a good rule of thumb for optimal health and longevity, a man should not have more than 1/2 inch of skin that he can pinch near his umbilical cord, belly button. And a woman should not have more than 1 inch, almost any fat on the belly over this minimum is a health risk. If you have gained even as little as 10 pounds since the age of 18 or 20, then you should be a significant increased risk for health problems such as heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and the truth is that most people who think they are at the right weight still have too much fat on their body. Wow. And continue. The traditional view is that men who have a waist circumference over 40 inches and women with one over 35 inches are significantly overweight, with a high risk of health problems and heart attack. Evidence suggests that abdominal fat measurement is a better predictor of risk than overall weight or size. Fat deposits around your waist are the greatest health risk than extra fat in other places, such as the hips and thighs. So, brother and sisters, that gives us something to think about, and we have to, you know, if this is us or was us, we have to either thank God or repent, and we have to be honest with God and with ourselves, and as we learn these truths, we have to share it with others. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for this book. I have to read more of it. It has some great information in it for myself and for me to, you know, understand and read and help others. So again, I just want to welcome you this evening. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to share. Again, this is Health Reform Thursday, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining this evening. So if you can press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I will go ahead and open your line. And if there's any new listeners, I just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. It's a blessing to have you here on the prayer line. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Okay, since no one has pressed 1 at this time, I will read something of my devotion, from my devotion. And this is taken from Council for the Church, Chapter 6. It says, our Savior claim all these is of us. He asks our first and holiest thoughts, our purest and most intense affection. If we are indeed partakers of the divine nature, his praise will be continually in our heart and upon our lips. Our only safety is to surrender our all to him and to be constantly growing in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. The sanctification set forth in the scarce scriptures has to do with the entire being, spiritual, soul, and body. Here's the true idea of entire consecration. Paul says that the church at Thessalonica may enjoy this great blessing. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. And that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. So brothers and sisters, God wants us, our whole body, to be preserved and blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. Amen. We cannot do this work on our own. We have to ask the Lord to help us, you know, to present our body a living sacrifice and blameless unto his coming. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. 301-868. Your line is now open.
Howdy do, beloved Sister Carla. Thank you for opening up my line. I heard what you said, beloved, and I was pinching my belly to see where did I stand, amen? And so I thank you so much for that. I was having that conversation with my children and with others to say that is looking at your waistline is a good indicator, you know, to assess your health and to know that, you know what, we are at risk of getting diseases, different types of diseases. So I thank you for reiterating that, and I had to kind of pinch mine to see where I was. Amen. And so I thank you for that reminder. I do want to give some quick praise report. I spoke to Sister Powell. She I spoke to her yesterday and today, and she gave me some wonderful reports. She, I had shared with you all that she ended up with so many things, not including the almost 30 barrels and boxes that God allowed her to be able to send this time around, because those didn't get there yet. But she had a plethora of items there from the last 3 years, which would have been 2019 when we went, and she was blessed to be able to get some help And she had, they had a big giveaway at the home on Sunday, and she said that it went well. She said one of the things that she noticed is that the others are coming to help, right? So people are not just coming for themselves. She has people coming to help. She also gave the report about the food. Remember, we're involved, a dollar a day, feed a child. She came and she gave the report of that, that there were a lot of people came by. They cooked the food. They were giving out bags and everything like that. And so I just thank God for the prayers. I thank God for how he's manifest himself in that situation. I thank God for protecting her. 84 scores, and she is still on the battlefield to do God's mission. So I'm going to ask you to keep her in prayer. We know that they're talking about this pox and this virus and all kind of stuff, but we know that we have a risen Savior. We have a physician. We have the balm in Gideon, right, that will be able to put an edge of protection around her to keep any pestilence away from her, not only from her, but for all of the individuals that she comes in contact with, that comes to the home to be able to partake in the blessing that God has in store for them. And so I want to thank God, for that and ask you to pray. I also want to give another praise report. I told you all that I had several court appearances. It's like I'm a bandit, right? But I know that this is not a flesh and blood warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. So these were citation for my home, pain, chipping, and all of that stuff, which is weird. I didn't even know that those things existed. And so I went yesterday, and I always pick out my clothes, so I know what I wanted to wear, and I was getting ready close, to leave, and I'm ironing my clothes, and then the iron stopped working, and I can't wear crushed clothes, so I went and got the steamer. And for some odd reason, I don't know what I did, if I tilted, and then the water just came out on all of the clothing, the article that I wanted to wear. So there's no way I was going to be able to get it dry. So, I had to go and choose something else. That delayed the time. So my court appointment, time was 10:30, but when I got there, it was 10:32. So it just started. So I praise God for that. But one of the things that was so amazing to me, there's a Christ object lesson, where I went to the courthouse, and there was only one case that they dismissed. I don't know what the man's name is. I knew it was a man. And I wrote on my paper, God, I want you to give me the favor. I'm going to thank you in advance. I want to pay nothing, okay? I said, God, work it out. And I literally wrote it on my paper. So at the end, the judge called everybody, but yet still he didn't call my name, and there was another man. So he said, well, is there anybody that I overlooked? So I stood up, and the other man stood up in front of me, and so he asked the name. The man told the name, and I told the name, or whatever, whatever. So when I went up there, he asked a question. He said to me, is it completed? And I was like, yeah. I didn't know that for him meant that I was guilty, because in my mind, I was like, I'm not guilty. I never said I was guilty. I said, Your Honor, however, I did not get the proper, due process in terms of the violation notice or all of that stuff, whatever, whatever. So when he asked the county prosecutor, they were going back and forth. They were confused again, just like the last time. And so he said, well, this is a continuation. I was like, no, it's not. This wasn't a continuation. So then he said, this is the same case. This is along the same case with this Martinez guy. So I was like, I don't know who Martinez is. My thing is the residential, whatever, whatever. And so then the prosecutor said, well, it was two citations. So the prosecution said $200 per citation and plus the court costs. The judge was like, no. I thought he said not guilty, no fine. But apparently he said guilty, no fine, no charge. And so when I got the paper, I looked at it. I was like, but I never said I was guilty. But it says on there guilty, no charge. What is that? Does that even make sense to you? Guilty, no charge, no fines, no kind of court fee, nothing, right? And I thought about it, and as soon as he said it, he left the courthouse. And he was like, she said, well, he's going to come back at 1:15. I said, well, I never said I was guilty, because how our ego is, right? I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not talking about you all wonderful Seventh-day Adventist folks, but me, you're not going to put no guilty by my name, because I wasn't guilty. But then I heard the Holy Spirit said to me, didn't they find Jesus guilty? Did you not ask me to pay nothing? Did I not make you to pay nothing? He said guilty but no charge. How wonderful, how great is that? So I went and I called my attorney friends, and I was like, what does this mean? I told him, he said, I've never heard such a thing, but it means nothing. He didn't charge you. He didn't give you a fine. And so I said, well, can somebody Google my name and I come up, you know, with a case? He was like, no, Steph. But he was like, I know you. If you want to appeal it, you can, but it's not worth it. He said, well, you could go back and check with him because his clerk did tell you that you could come back down and talk to him. But when I went there and pulled on the court, she told me to come back after 1:15. Now it was like after 2, whatever. So when I went and I pulled on the door was locked. And I said, God, you know what? You're teaching me something. It doesn't matter what man says, right? Because you told us in your word that we are going to be called up in front of, we're going to go in front of judges. We're going to go in front of the prosecutors. But we don't have to worry because you have set us free. We are free indeed, right? And so I walked over to the clerk, and I was like, what does this mean? I told the lady. The lady looked at me, and she started laughing. She was like, lady, what you're saying don't make any sense. Like, you crazy. And so she said, let me see the paper. When I showed her the paper, she said, I don't know what in the world that is, but let me tell you, the county was trying to get some money. That's all that is, but they ain't get no money off you. So don't worry about it. This ain't nothing. She said, I've been in so much wrong stuff where I'm guilty for real, and it's going to be some serious repercussions. She said, girl, you need to just say that you are blessed and don't worry about it. She said, she started laughing at me. I said, you know, you could tell that I don't come here often. She said, yeah, I could tell. You know, but she said, you got a blessing. So just know that it doesn't matter what man says about you. The ultimate thing is, what does God say about you? We don't want God to say we're guilty of sins, right? We want God to say that we are free. Free within him. So I thank God. I count it all joy. Guilty. That's going to be one of my, if I read a book and I see it in it, I'm going to get y'all because I'm going to copyright that. Guilty, no charge. That's going to be in my next chapter. So I just thank God, you know, for how he worked things out. Things that look impossible. I heard Sister Carla said that as well. Things that looks impossible to us. It is impossible to us. It is quite possible with God because that's an oxymoron. That it doesn't even make any sense. Guilty, no charge, no fine, no fee. Amen and amen. So continue to keep us in prayer that God will continue to strengthen our faith. And I knew if it was just a regular dismiss, right, people would have said, okay, you know, that happens. But this has never happened before. Nobody knows what that is, right? Guilty, no charge, no fine, no fees. And so I thank God for that, Sister Carla. So thank you for opening up my line to allow me to share that, you know, with you all as well.
Thank the Lord. What a praise report, Sister Stephanie. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord, and thank you again for sharing. We just got to give God the thanks, the glory, and the praise, and the things that he's doing in our lives and the circumstances that's, you know, before us and how he's taken charge of it. And we have to be grateful and thankful that we have a merciful Father who cares about us, his children. So praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's okay. I see a couple more hands. I believe this is Sister Leola. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I wanted to read a scripture, Sister Cole, but I don't have my glasses, but I'm going to paraphrase it. And first of all, I want to give God thanks for his blessing, giving us safe traveling mercy. And also, I want to thank him for the blessing that we are able to get on the prayer line every day and to pray and to lift up brothers and sisters. Yes. We lift up this prayer line every morning, Sister Power, myself, Sister Stephanie, Brother Eli, and Sister Tamika, and when anyone else joins, there's anyone can join. It is the regular prayer line from Advent Light Ministry. It's the line that's 605-475-4000. That's our conference line. You can join in. But I just want to give God thanks. as I was reading this story this morning, so powerful. And I was trying to find it in the book of in the King, is in King James, but I can't read it. And but they say a different name. His name is Caesarea, Caesarea, something like that. And but it was this woman, the woman of God. King Nebuchadnezzar had want to show all his power, and because that had been said, King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't glorified. He wanted to be glorified. He wanted to be worshipped. He wanted all people to bow down to him. But it came to the point, Sister Carla, King Nebuchadnezzar had called for to kill all the people in a certain coast, and he called to kill the Israelites. It was also included the Amorites and the Moab, and all these people he sent out to kill. But it came to the woman of God, and she called her, I think it was a priest, the one that was high over Israel. She called him, and she told him, she said, I've heard that you have told the general, Nebuchadnezzar, general, and Nebuchadnezzar, that you can come and take all we have, and you can even take all us and make us servants, because they was afraid. And when she called him and told him all that, she was supposed to tell him, and he said, yes. He said, but I'm going to tell you this. God has blessed me, and I'm getting ready to do something. And don't you know, by that lady lifestyle, he said, you know what? We know your lifestyle, so we trust you. And she said, but when I get ready to do this thing, she said, I'm going to let you know at the end. And so she went straight and prayed to God. All that, I'm telling you, give me chills. She prayed to God and talked to God about this general that was coming to destroy Israel. And so when she talked to God and she asked God to give her the strength that she may do away with this man that coming to kill his people. So this woman of God, the book says her name is Judith. And but it may be something else. I'm in the book. I have some other books of the Bible. But the point is, this woman had dressed herself and made herself beautiful and went in into his tent because he had gotten drunk. And I'm going to write with this. He had gotten drunk. And when he got drunk, he was open up for whatever because he had called her in to like they say, to sleep with her. But what happened, she went in, and as he thought he was going to do this, you know, the women of God did not do such things. They keep the commandments of God. So what happened, she prepared herself, and God had gave her the strength. She said, God, give me the strength to do what I need to do. And she cut his head off. And you know, because he was drunk, he couldn't even wake up. So she cut his head off. And she called for her maiden, and she asked her maiden to take that head and go show it to the children or the people of God and bring it outside the gate. And I'm telling you, you need to go and read that story. It is powerful. And then all the children of Israel gave God praise because they were all afraid. They knew they was going to die. So, but this is my point. When I read in Proverbs, the Proverbs say, be careful. Would you go to eat at an enemy's table? You don't go eat at an enemy's table because the enemy will put something there to hurt you or to deceive you. So with this is that God gives us lessons in the Bible. We don't always go and take food from people and eating things and thinking that we are safe or this person won't do that or do this. So I just thank God for teaching us everything we need and not to go sit at the enemy table just because you're hungry and say that I'm going to eat this. But be strong, trust in the Lord, because he says your bread and your water will be sure, and that let him feed you. But the sad thing about it, he ate at her hand, and you know God had given her over to him, and she was able to strike him, and Israel was saved, And when I got to the end of that book, don't you know, all the children of Israel were saved until she lived 105 years old. So the good work she did, God blessed her and kept her and even kept the children of Israel. Don't you know, they thank God and praise God for 30 days and then another so many days. So the glory went all to God. So, Sister Carla, it teaches us a lesson. We don't just go eating from anybody, but yet we trust the Lord and prepare what we need to prepare and ask him to bless. So I just want to thank God for this story, because that's another story that I'm hoping everybody understood, because I'm kind of paraphrasing it and saying it and trying to bring it all together here. So I just want to thank you for opening my line, and I'm also asking for prayers. Keep praying for us, because we have not made it home yet. And also lift up my son Jarvis, Ashley, Tawine. These are special prayers. The Jamaica trip, the Alex Nation, these are special things, sisters and brothers, because Alex Nation is doing something for people. And what he's doing there is that the people can be blessed with a home. All of us in the United States have a home we can go to. The homeless, most of them, just ask the man. I asked the man on that was homeless. I said, why you want to stay on the street rather than in a house? He said, man, he said, sometimes we don't have no bills. We don't have no responsibility. They choose to be homeless. But the people that don't have a home and don't choose to be homeless, those are the ones God said that we can help the poor and clothe the naked and do or and feed the hungry. And Sister Powell is down there doing it. I'm not going to say much about her testimony. I got to let her give her own testimony. So I'm just thanking God for what she's doing as we support her there in her mission. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And God bless everyone. I love you guys. And God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. Amen. Praise the Lord for sharing that the story, paraphrasing it. Yes, I've heard it before. Or read it, yes. So thank you, God. We have to seek God, brothers and sisters. We have to trust him. We have to pray and, you know, listen for his voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And our body is the temple of God, the living sacrifice. You know, sacrifice are usually dead, but we are a living sacrifice. Do you know what that means? So, you know, thank you again, and we do need to keep Sister Powell, the project, and the dear brother, and, you know, there's so many people doing the work. There's so many people doing medical missionary. They're helping others, feeding the homeless, and just caring for the sick and the dying, and we all should be doing that to whatever spheres that God use us to do that or donate to the cause. Amen? Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I have quite a few hands up, so I'll get to each one in a timely manner. Please be brief as we're getting close to the 8 o'clock hours, and we want to be temperate about, you know, being able to get off at 9. And I'm starting a new being temperate with my time. I'm actually going to start managing my time, and it started yesterday trying to go to sleep at 9:30, get up at 5, and I'll share it one day with everyone. But this is a new journey for me, and God is good. That's all I'm going to say. Amen. 222-772-770, your line is now open. Thank you for joining us.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Health Thursday to all my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so happy, and I thank God because he is so worthy to be praised. I give him all praise and honor and glory. I thank him for each and every day. Thank him for my family and friends. And I do have a song I would like to sing, if it's okay. And I have this little and I have a 10 steps. Here are some top 10 steps to help you get started to live a healthier life. So I can read those first, and then I can sing if it's okay with you. Amen.
Amen.
And
it says,
number one. Yes. Amen. Number one says, eat as if you are in Eden, enjoying more fruits, more vegetables, more nuts, and more whole grains in the most natural state possible. And number two says, start taking walks at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And a bonus would be to walk with a friend. And number three is to drink more water and put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated and slowly killing themselves by not drinking enough water. And number four says, get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D production, better rest, and even just feeling better. And number five says, avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugars, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy immune function and even age you prematurely. And number six says, find time to breathe in clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and health. Go where there is the purest air and breathe deep. And number seven, honor the Sabbath day, fellowship and worship at church, and place your worries with God. You'll be refreshed, ready to tackle the new week coming. And number eight says, get enough sleep. As you just mentioned, get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. And number nine says, slow down. Keep stressful situations to maintain. Avoid debt and spend within your means. You'll be a lot happier and less stuff to worry about. And number 10 says, trust in God. Pray, read your Bible more, and remember that you have a friend in Jesus who can claim your promises. Amen. So I just want to sing this little song here, Power in the Blood. Amen. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you all evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and strife? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to victory sky. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live dearly His praises to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Carla, I do have some prayer requests. I would like to lift up this prayer line, lifting up you, Sister Carla, and all of your precious family members and your children. Also, I'd like to lift up Sister Leola and her family, praying that they get home safe, so safe travel and mercies for them. Also, I'd like to lift up Sister Stephanie and her precious Jules, KJ, and Kaja, and lifting up also Sister Powell in Jamaica, that she will be blessed, and the ministry work that she is doing, may it be a blessing to each and every one that she is sharing with. And also, I'd like to give a prayer request for Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, for a special prayer request for Sister Payne, Sister Barnaby. Also, a prayer request for Sister Daisy and her children and Brother Brandon. They also are asking for prayer. And a special prayer for Sister Elizabeth, who's in the nursing home. So I'm asking for prayer for everyone, the nation, the youth, and everyone on this prayer line to be blessed by the Lord abundantly. Thank you so much. Love you, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening up my line. Love you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tanisha, for the song and the prayer request and also the reading, the sharing. It's always a blessing to share what we have learned so we can be an encouragement and a blessing to others. We don't know there's people listening via the internet throughout the world, and they don't have the book or access to things that we have. So when we share a little, I believe they are blessed. So thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Health Reform Thursday, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 985-232, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Heavenly Father, give me the strength to and encourage to introduce you to my family. They need you. I want to speak to them about you. Help me to tell them about you well. Help me to answer questions they have and try to find them the answers I don't know. So often their hearts, only you can bring them to you. So please do so in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord and ask for prayer for my Advent-like family. Special prayer for Sister Powell in Jamaica and all the other sisters and brothers, elders that's doing God's mission. Prayer for the sick, the homeless, and all those in, under the bridge, wherever they may be. I want prayers for my family. And just prayers for all of the nation in general. And just want to thank God for his grace that brought us through. And I ask for prayers for my for this little baby that was found beaten in the head by trauma by the mother and the stepfather. They had a little candlelight for him. Just keep him in prayer. And pray for the young mothers and that they may grow strong in the Lord and keep everyone in prayer. Amen. Hold on, Sister Carla. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
Hello, this is Brother Don from Houma, Louisiana. And I just would like to say that just feel blessed to see another day. And just want to say continue to enjoy this life we have. And just want to give thanks for the prayer line and the teachers and the speakers, the listeners, the learners, and everyone involved. And just want to say that just keep doing what's good and what's right in your life. And and I've always mentioned eating healthy and drinking healthy and getting my, if I have to just walk, just some exercise and everything like that. And keep on praying, you know, pray to God and learn everything I need to learn. And like I said, striving to always be better and better as a person. And that's the way we're supposed to be. That's the way God wants us to be and Jesus wants us to be. Strive to be better and better. So that's my goal in life. And I just want to live life like there's no tomorrow. And I want to learn things in life as if I'm going to live forever. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Again, Brother John and Sister Brenda for coming on and sharing. And, you know, we all need to become as little children so that we can learn, sit at the feet of the Lord and learn and you know, grow in our faith as we become stronger, as no more drinking the milk, but eating the solid food, and that's of the word, you know, as we receive it and being blessed and shared with others. It's always a blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you again for coming on and sharing, and praise the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and I'll go to the next caller. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Good night, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Pastor calling from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. I'm so grateful. Thank the Lord that he gave me the opportunity this moment that I can join my brothers and sisters to listen to all the various reports, requests, and I am saying, I am praising God. God is so good. He's so great. I know, my dear beloved, I thank you all for prayer, because prayer have been answered. And also, I will not go over the report that you got from Sister Stephanie. You know, God is certainly working, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. God is working in a way that, you know, I am saying that he just opened the storehouse. And he is pouring out his blessings upon us. And the blessings that he has given unto us, his people who is in need, they are rejoicing and giving thanks. So I just pray that they will not only gain the blessing, but they too will come to the Lord and as their personal Savior and have a relationship with him. So I'm asking you, I know it's time for prayer. I am just asking you all to continue to pray for Sister Powell's strength, that God will give me the strength. And the young people, I must say, especially the youth, they are so happy seeing you. Saw the faces. They are bringing bananas. They are bringing mangoes. They are bringing custard apple, lime, and, you know, peppermint and lemongrass. And, you know, I am saying that I have been blessed. And I thank God for the blessing. So I will share some more when we have another little, have more time. But just continue to pray for this project, that God will continue to bless and that soul will come to Christ. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for joining us all the way from Jamaica. God is truly good in the work that you're doing there. And the work that's being done there, we know there's a lot of people there doing ministering, but we just thank the Lord for this one because we are part of it and we can see the fruit of the labor. So praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. Going to open another line, Brother, I believe Brother O'Neill. Amen. Thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining us this evening on Health Reform Thursday. 631-552, your line is now open.
Pleasant good evening, sister caller. Pleasant good evening, brothers and sisters, and Advent Light prayer line. Truly a blessing to hear that Sister Paula has finally get to be in Jamaica. After a long delay, God has allow her to be able to go down to do the things that she loves to do. And I say glory to God for that. And I'm thankful for the blessing that he's doing for her. I want to thank God for guiding me so far through the long course of the week and providing for me and helping me to trust him more and more day by day. I'll share a little short testimony. I met this man in the store, went to shopping in an Aldi store, and I met the security. They always see me coming in the store, and he always called him when I called him. But he said, I have a question to ask you. And I see always taking up those stuff that you're always taking up, and it's pure natural stuff. I really like what I'm seeing, but I need you to help me with something. I need to change my lifestyle because I'm sick. What can you do? And I said, I can't do nothing, but God can do something through me, you know. So I went and saw him on Sunday, and I gave him a thing to cleanse his system, because he said when he has to go to the bathroom, he has to be straining. So I gave him a thing to cleanse his system, a tea first, and then I gave him something now for the colon, to clean the colon, and then I'm giving something to reactivate his cells in his body. So he told me, he called me, and he said, man, I'm seeing some results. It's like, it's God allow you to meet you. And I said, glory be to God, because I don't know what I would do, you know. So I want to thank God that I'm able to render assistance to somebody that is in need. You know? The fact that you all pray for him, that as he try this way that God is providing, that it will help him to live a better life. When I share something from this website that I am on with Dr. Gerger, he's a well-known doctor. Many of you might not heard of him, but he treats people with diet, with lifestyle changes. That's what he does. He's not one that treats people with chemicals and all of that. He sent me a newsletter this week, and it said 6-year study by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention about longevity. It says, erroneous impact on longevity, enormous impact on longevity. Not currently smoking, consume a healthier diet, and moderately exercise at least 21 minutes a day. People with 3 behaviors reduce their chances of dying in that time by 82%. Yeah, that's staggering statistic. So consuming a healthier diet, moderately exercising, no smoking, like people who do not smoke and drink, the behaviors reduce their chances of dying in that time by 82%. That's what lifestyle change can do. There's a similar study measure how much vitamin C subjects had in their bloodstreams. As vitamin C level was considered a good biomarker of plant food intake, and hence was used as a proxy for healthy diet. The drop in mortality risk among those with healthier habits was equivalent to being 14 years longer. You hear that? So lifestyle is very, very important. I'm going to read one more before I share a quote. The mitochondria theory of aging suggests that free radicals damage our cells. Power source mitochondria leads to loss of cellular energy and function over time. According to the theory, resulting cellular damage is what essentially causes aging. Aging and disease have been thought of as the oxidation of the body. But eating antioxidant-rich foods may slow down this oxidant process. On average, plant foods contain 64 times more antioxidant than animal foods, including a variety of fruits, vegetables, herbs, spices. Each meal continuously floods our body with antioxidant to help ward off stroke, other age-related disease, promoting longevity. So we see that lifestyle is very important. It says genetics load the gun, but lifestyle pulled the trigger. So that's what one of the famous doctors says: genetics load the gun, but lifestyle pulled the trigger. So we can change the circumstances of any disease in our body. And we see the work of Christ, that he healed all manner of diseases when he were here on earth. There was no sickness that Christ did not dealt with when he was here. I share this quote from the book Temperance. It says here, Temperance, page 12.2. He says, Satan gathers fallen angels together to devise some way of doing the most possible evil to the human family. One proposition after another was made, till finally Satan himself thought of a plan. He would take the fruit of the vine, also the wheat, and other things given by God as food, and would convert them into poisons. So that's why you heard the word GMO, genetically modified organism. So that means that it is unnatural. It don't come from the process that God did when he planted in the garden. So it says, which would ruin man's physical, mental, and moral powers. Remember Paul said in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So the Satan wants to mess up us mentally and moral powers, and so overcome the senses that Satan should have full control. Under the influence of liquor, man would be led to commit crimes of all kinds. Through perverted appetite, the world would be made corrupt. By leading men to drink alcohol, Satan would cause them to descend lower and lower in the scale. So the more people drink alcohol, it messes up the blood, it causes the liver to work extra, it causes the kidney to try to filter out all these things. So many people have a drinking problem. They have problem with their liver and problem with their kidney and also with their blood as well, because their blood become toxic, because the strange things is hard for the body to constantly fight in to filter out this thing on its own. So thank you, Sister Colock, for allowing me to share.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on and sharing. I want to ask you if you can, you're in a position to give us the word of prayer for Sister Tymiko, and she asked prayer requests. A general prayer request. You know, God knows all the unspoken prayer requests also, and pray for Brother Eli. Again, the project for Sister Powell and what she's doing in Jamaica, and Sister Leela, and Brother and Sister John, Brother Brendan, Sister John, and our speaker, Sister Stephanie, if you can. Thank you.
Yeah. I also have a prayer request that I ask you guys to pray. Although I'm going to pray, I have a prayer request. I have a brother in Connecticut. He's also a agriculturist. He's also good in construction as well. So now he's trying to formulate a team to do some projects. So he connect with a sister, and they connect with me, and connect with some other brothers, and they're trying to see if we can come together and do some things together instead of working with Babylon, and also a way to get out of the city as well. So so I ask you guys to pray for that project as well.
Amen.
Let us pray. Most kind of an eternal Father, we post that knowledge, your love, your grace, and your mercy. As the meditations tell us, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one who loved us so much. So I read in chapter 9 of the Desire for Ages, the lifestyle of Jesus. And how he was well misunderstood by even his earthly parents and also his brothers. They did not understand why he did not conform to the way of the rabbinical system did not want to be in their schools. Not that he was indifferent, but because he wanted to take instruction from above. And because their system was based on traditions, but his system based on the word of God. Lord, as I come, Lord, I ask you, Lord, blot out any transgression, Lord, any sins, O God, but in thought, in words, in deeds, or in action. Not just for me, Lord, but each and every one who's on the line tonight, Lord. Blot out all sins and all transgression. Father, as Daniel prayed, Nehemiah prayed, they prayed and said, we have sinned, O God, as a people. We have forgotten the waymarks that you have set up for us as a people. We're heading back to the Babylonian way and practice, Lord, because we have not followed your economical system that you have set up for your people. We have not followed the system that you have set up that we should be the head and not the tail, O God. The world should look to us to see, God, as you have set up ancient Israel to be a blessing to the world. But, Lord, we have failed you, Lord. Forgive us, O Lord, and help us, Lord, to reform, Lord, so that you can use us, especially in the closing scene of earth history. Lord, we see everything unfolding before our very eyes right now, telling us that soon there will be time no longer. We see the agitation right now. Some are suffering in Sri Lanka, in the Netherlands, in Bulgaria, in other parts of the world like Africa and all these places. Through the system of the enemy is trying to get people to conform to a way that will lead to destruction, Lord. But we see where the underlying current is trending. We exalt Sunday as a day of worship instead of the Sabbath. We see that the image of the beast is being formed. We see the Protestant world has stretched their arms out to the papacy. But as your words tell us in Jeremiah, that the leopard never changes spot. Soon, Rome will be ascended to the heights that they once had, and they will continue in their persecution of your people, Lord. But we know, Lord, a standing up is about to come, but Lord, you're trying to seal us for eternity. Help us, Lord, to get rid of every sin in our lives, O Lord, so that we can receive the seal of God. When that time comes, Lord, we'll be the calmest people on earth because we know in whom we believe. Father, I pray for Sister Paul in our project in Jamaica, Lord. I thank you that she was able to come on the line tonight and share praises and honor and thanksgiving to you for what you are doing in our life. Father, I pray, Lord, that you continue. Bless that ministry, dear Lord, as she's a faithful steward for your cause. Father, I pray that you continue to bless her family. Those who have not fully submitted their lives to you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will continue whisper to the agent of your Holy Spirit, knock on the doorpost of their heart, Lord, that they may let you in. Pray for Brother Eli, O God. You know his constant request is for his mom and for his friends so that they will submit their lives into your care. Lord, help him not to be weary in well-doing, O God, because what he's doing is what you were doing while you were here on earth and you're still doing. That man may come to the knowledge of the living God. Pray for Sister Tamika and her family. Cover them under your blood. Provide every means that they need, O Lord. Pray for Sister Carla and her children. Cover them under your blood. The greatest desire is for them to come out of the city and into the country, especially around her, that they can all fellowship together in the things of nature and learning more of who God is. Pray that that will come to pass according to your will. Cover them under your blood, Lord, wherever they go. And bless them, Lord. Give them a deeper interest for you. Pray for Brother Rick and his entire family. Remember those two brothers that he asked for prayer requests from the other day? They have the cancer. Father, heal them according to your will, O God. And may they fully submit and surrender their lives into your care, that you can do more for them than they can do for themselves. Father, pray for Sister Leola and our husband and our children, O God. Jarvis, our desire for him, Lord, to come to you so that you can do more for him than he can do for himself. Pray, O Lord, that your spirit will constantly impress his heart, that he will surrender into your care. And also the request for those young men in Louisiana that you always seek prayer requests for, and she always wanted an outreach to reach those people in Louisiana. There's a great work to be done, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that you provide the means and the personnel, Lord, to go and help these young men to know Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to say like the psalmist David, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, pray for Brother Bernard, O Lord, and his family, his children. Cover them under your blood. Pray, Lord, that you strengthen his faith. Pray, Lord, that you will work out things according to your will in his life, O Lord, and his family's life. Pray for Brother Richards and his family and Tapa Ministry. So I spoke with him this week and he told me of the great work that you are doing over there in Tennessee. Pray, Lord, that you continue to provide the means and the plans that he has, Lord, to continue the good work that he has started. Father, I pray for God, Yudi and his family, O God. Pray, Lord, that you will keep him in your care, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you will work out things in his life and help him to trust and submit fully into your hands, that you can do more for him than he can do for himself. Lord, pray for Sister Cantonelli and her family member. Cover them under your blood, O Lord. Continue to bless, O Lord, with the wisdom that you are giving unto her and to constantly share what she knows with others. With Sister Stephanie, O Lord, and her children, O God. Cover them under your blood. Father, all the names that I didn't mention, Lord, you know them, because there's nothing in this world or no one in this world that is without your notice. The eyes of the Lord is upon the face of the earth, beholding all good and all evil. Father, even the wicked men, they have allotted time, Lord, to repent of what they are doing and surrender to you, or they continue the path that lead to destruction. Not just destruction in this life, but destruction forevermore. Father, we see the evil that is penetrating this world because the promise that Satan has given to many, bow down to me, worship me, and I will give you all these things, as he has said to you in the wilderness. And he knows that nothing in this world belongs to him, because he's a liar and a thief. Father, I pray, O Lord, that you will quicken us, Lord, through the agent of your Holy Spirit. As the word that tells us in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Help us, Lord, to at that faith of Jesus. As your word in Romans chapter 10, verse 17 said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the faith we need, O God. Help us to exclaim like the Apostle Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. Help us, O Lord, as Colossians 3, verse 1 to 3 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Help us, O Lord, to set our affection on things above, not on things upon this earth, for our life is hid in Christ in God. Whatsoever I fail of asking, fail of not granting. Remember the poor and needy, O God, the sick and afflicted, you know, those who minister unto the sick too. Help them to know that you are the chief physician. Help them, Lord, when they are making their prescription, help them to tell the people, inspire them to give them lifestyle changes instead of give them drugs that degrade the body. God, I pray for my friend Jay as I gave him those things, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you continue to help him to go through this process. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we'll open the line for Sister Stephanie. Again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for joining us, and I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Sister Stephanie, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that prayer, and I'm going to ask you if you are able to stick around. I am going to be brief today, and so that you can bring some current events, some additional things that you would like to share today on the line. So thank you so much for that, and thank you for that in advance. Amen and amen. And we want to welcome you again to the Advent Light Health Thursday. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity where we can come and learn and become more like you, Heavenly Father. You have given us everything. We have the health message, the eight doctors that makes house call, new start. You have given us nutrition. You have given us the exercise, water, sunlight, temperate. I heard Sister Carla talked about that. We need to be temperate in all things, air, rest, and trust in God. And so I pray today that you will touch my lips with coal. You will use me as the vessel to present the message for your beloved today. Forgive me and remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that your message can be heard today and so that we will be changed, because ultimately we will not be able to go to reside with you. We will not be able to inherit heaven if we are not doing, if we're not obedient, if we're not eating, consuming the right food to hear what you have to say, to hear the direction that you want us to be able to safeguard our temple. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for tarrying with us. And we pray that you will agitate our hearts so that we can surrender those things that are not in line with you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. And I want to lift up, just linger, as I heard Brother O'Neill ask for prayer, Heavenly Father, for his friend and the venture. They want to start their own agricultural business. Heavenly Father, we know that there's a food shortage, and so we pray that you will give them favor, Lord. Pour out your blessings on them so that they will be self-employed, Lord. They will be able to be self-supportive of themselves so that they can help others. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so, beloved, this is Health Thursday. I heard Brother, you know what's going on in the news anyway. I'll just give a little tad bit of it. And as I said before, this is a sermonette. I'm not going to be here long with you tonight. Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last part, portion of 30 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last portion of that one says, I have, verse 30, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. I heard Brother O'Neill, one of the gems that I took away from the many things that he stated was the fact that he says that when we're eating plant-based, it's filled with so much antioxidant, and it makes your skin supple. It makes you look younger. No wonder why, beloved, people are looking at you thinking that you are 13 when you're actually 40 or 35 or, no, let me not say 35. 35 is young. 48 or 50 or 65 or 80. They're trying to wonder. They're wondering, how do you look so great? Right? It is the plant-based food that you are consuming. Did y'all know that? I mean, I saw a couple of my students that I taught, and they were like, you are not aging. You are looking younger and younger. And I was like, bless God. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And so now I know that it is because of what I'm consuming. It's because of the fountain that I'm drinking from. Amen. I'm anchored. I'm hanging on to the hem of the garment of my Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. And so the third epistle of John says, let's go to the third epistle of John. Verse 4 says that the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the what? The truth. The truth will set you free, too, and the truth will make you look younger, make you become healthier. Amen. Beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. All right. And then Revelation 22, verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So that this is the real partridge in a pear tree, right? This is the real thing. You know, they said 12. What is that song that they sing during the the fall's celebration? Partridge in a pear tree and the 12 fruit, and we see this is. Do you see where this came from? When we get there, we will be able to eat all manner of fruit off one tree. I hear Sister Powell come, and she was just like, I was like, whoa. She was talking about the sweet stuff and all of the great stuff, the mangoes and the bananas that the beloved were bringing to her, and my mouth was watering, right? But when we get to heaven, amen and amen, that is just awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm going to read a little bit from the co-working of the divine and the human, the co-working of the divine and the human. I'm going to try to get to a little bit of the healing, a little portion of the healing, and yeah, we're going to be brief, and a little portion of hygiene among the Israelites, amen? So we're not going to tarry very long, so Brother O'Neill, please stand by so you can come and give. He didn't know this, beloved. I'm just doing it on the spot for him. All right, and so I'm on page 111, and I am going to be reading the co-working of the divine and the human. And it says, the sick are to be restored through the cooperation of the human and the divine. The sick are to be restored through the cooperation of the human and the divine. I'm going to read a little portion of this part. It says, in the ministry of healing, the physician is to be a co-worker with Christ. The Savior ministered to both the soul and the body. The gospel which he taught was a message of spiritual life and of physical restoration. Deliverance from sin and the healing of disease were linked together. I'm going to read that again. Deliverance from sin and the healing of disease were linked together. The same ministry is committed to the Christian physician. He is to unite with Christ in relieving both the physical and spiritual needs of his fellow men. He is to be to the sick a messenger of mercy, bringing to them a remedy for diseased body and for sin-sick soul. Christ is the true head of the medical profession. I'm reading that again. Christ is the true head of the medical profession. The chief physician, he is at the side of every God-fearing practitioner who works to relieve human suffering. While the physician uses nature's remedy for physical disease, he should point his patient to him who can relieve the maladies of both the soul and the body, that which physician can only aid in doing. I heard Brother O'Neill talk when he shared with the young man that he was helping. He said, I can't help you, but God can. Amen? So God is going to use you, each and every person on this line, to bring healing to someone. But we have to believe it, right? We have to trust that God has given us the power and will give us the power to do this. Amen? I continue. It says, while the physician uses mature remedies, I'm going to go back up here. It says, he is at the side of every God-fearing practitioner who works to relieve human suffering. While the physician uses nature's remedies for physical disease, he should point his patient to him who can relieve the maladies of both the soul and the body, that which physician can only aid in doing. Christ accomplishes, they endeavor to assist nature's work of healing. Christ himself is the healer. The physician seeks to preserve life. Christ imparts life. Amen and amen. This portion, I want to go to this one right here where it talks about, did I lose it? All right, here we go. So I'm in teaching and healing, and I'm on page 155 to 157. And it says tact and sympathy. There is a video going around with someone that calls herself a church pastor, and she had said some things that people found offensive with what she said, and the Holy Spirit led me to this because I had the conversation with my daughter, and I was like, you know, we're getting offended very easy for things that may be true, or, you know, it might be when I was growing up in Jamaica, they have a saying that says, you know, mature, right? So basically, I said something, I put it out there. I didn't call anyone by name specifically, right? But who the cap fits, they can definitely wear it, right? And so we talked about, it led me here to tact and sympathy. Though we might be bringing a message of truth to someone, or we have something that, you know, we need to share, we have to make sure that we are doing it in tact, right? We're tactful, and we're doing it with sympathy. When Christ spoke to Mary, when he spoke to the woman that was caught in adultery, what did he say? You know, go and sin no more. He was kind, right? He was kind. He was not mean. And so we are to emulate that same very thing, right? And so it says here, it is of little use to try to reform others by attacking what we may regard as wrong habits. Such effort often results in more harm than good. In his talk with the Samaritan woman, instead of disparaging Jacob's well, Christ presented something better. If thou knowest the gift of God, he said, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. John 4, verse 10. He turned the conversation to the treasure he had to bestow, offering the woman something better than something better than she possessed, even living water, the joy and hope of the gospel. This is an illustration of the way in which we are to work. We must offer men something better, that which they possess. Even the peace of Christ, which passeth all understanding, we must tell them of God's holy law, the transcript of his character, and an expression of that which he wishes them to become. Show them how infinitely superior the fleeting joys and pleasures of the world is the imperishable glory of heaven. Tell them of the freedom and rest to be found in the Savior. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. He declared, verse 14, lift up Jesus, crying, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29, ARV, Amplified Revised Version. He alone can satisfy the craving of the heart and give peace in the soul. Of all people in the world, reformers should be the most unselfish, the most kind, the most courteous in their lives should be seen the true goodness of unselfish deeds. The worker who manifests a lack of courtesy, who shows impatience at the ignorance of waywardness of others, who speaks hastily or acts thoughtlessly, may close the door to hearts so that he can never reach them. As the dew and the still showers fall upon the withered plants, so let words fall gently, then seeking to win men from error. God's plan is to reach the heart. We are to speak the truth in love, trusting in him to give it power for the reforming of the life. The Holy Spirit will apply to the soul the word that is spoken in love. Naturally, we are self-centered and opinionated, but when we learn the lessons that Christ desired to teach us, we become partakers of his nature. Henceforth, we live his life. The wonderful example of Christ, the matchless tenderness with which he entered into the feelings of others, weeping with those who wept, rejoicing with those who rejoiced, must have a deep influence upon the character of all who follow him in sincerity. By kindly words and acts, they will try to make the path easy for the weary feet. A word in season. The Lord Eternal had given me a tongue for teaching, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, Isaiah 50, verses 4. Lesser AV. And then the last thing that I want to read, this was a portion of what we read. Did my thing fall out? All right. So this is a piece of hygiene among Israelites. And so we were here on page 284. And it says, the Israelite, I think we came down here, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto God, O Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven for thy help, and in his excellency on the skies are the everlasting arms. It says, who rideth upon the heaven for thy help, and in his excellency on the skies, the eternal God is thy dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Israel dwelleth in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone. In a land of corn and wine, yea, his heavens drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and that is the sword of thy excellency. Numbers 6:23, 6:24-27 ARV, Deuteronomy 33:25-29. The Israelites failed of fulfilling God's purpose, and thus failed of receiving the blessings that might have been theirs. But in Joseph and Daniel, in Moses and Elijah, and many others, we have noble example of the results of the true plan of living. Like faithfulness today will produce like results. To us it is written, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. He shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and covered with foliage. Let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Then shalt thou walk in thy safety, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Jeremiah 7, verse 17, Psalms 92, 12 through 14, 92, verse 15, Lesser, Proverbs 3, 1 through 2, 23 through 26. I will end here, Sister Carla. You could have Brother O'Neill give us, if there's any questions, any commentary, or any feedback, and you could have Brother O'Neill give us closing prayer, or you could do it, as well as if he's able to give some current events, something that he has in his heart that he wants to share to his people. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. So I will see if Brother O'Neill has any current events, which there is so much. So let's see if he has any. I'll go ahead and open his line. Your line is now open, Brother O'Neill.
Good night again, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for what you have just shared from the Ministry of Healing. Very important things that you have mentioned. And it goes in line with lifestyle as well, because God can cure us, and we can be an example to others, not just by words, but by our life in what we do. Because people, the Bible says, by our fruits, you shall know them. So what we possess is what others will see. There are a lot of happenings going on, and one of the things that I want to share something like I started on the lifestyle. I want to continue on that a bit, and I want to share something on current event that is transpiring in the Cayman Islands as we speak. Most kind of loving eternal Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, as I share with your people, I pray that you will inspire me with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind the cross, O God. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving, amen. I guess you guys heard about impossible foods. Impossible foods. Impossible foods is a so-called, I say the word as it is, so-called plant-based company that
is a producer of Impossible Burgers and Impossible Frankfurters and all these stuff. They claim to be a plant-based, but they are not plant-based. Okay, the founder of this company is Patrick Brown. He's a biologist. And we know that during the, for the past 10 years ago, there was a vegan buzz out there where people started, the echo of scientists was saying that a plant-based diet was the best way to for people to live, to overcome chronic illnesses. So during that time, a lot of people were looking to plant-based foods. We know that everything that comes up, the devil always want to be a part of it. He always want to cash in on these things. So Patrick Brown now was given the task to come up with something that tastes like meat, but in their words, is not meat, but it is meat. It has meat compound in it. So it says, according to the Time magazine, Impossible Foods founder Dr. Patrick Brown has been experimenting with the idea since 2011. There have been a few different versions of the Impossible Burger since then, but given that they went international in 2018, first heading to Hong Kong. So they started out in China. China is a popular place, right? And more fast food chains are adding these plant-based burger, plant-based, they says, to their menu. We see McDonald's doing it, Burger King doing it as well, and other famous places like Wendy's and all these places doing it as well. But what's the real story behind these Flux beef burgers? They says, Impossible Food wasn't founded by a chef or a revolutionary foodie. It was founded by a biochemist, Patrick Brown. He was working at Stanford University before he decided to start his company. And according to Nature, this is Nature magazine, one of the most published scientific magazines out there, he didn't recruit chefs or foodies either. He assembled a team of scientists of all sorts who took a different approach to building the perfect veggie burger. They were engineering their burger starting from the macula level, so from the initial stage. So they started that to say that it was different from the norm. So he said that everyone needed to become a vegetarian. So they wanted to make a burger that just tastes better than beef burger. Okay? Just tastes better than beef burger. And they use biochemists. They don't use people who are involved in food chain business. They use biochemists. So they were doing, so they started doing that test from 2011. They fully going in. They have the idea a long time in their head, but they started it. So they started to look at things like what make a burger delicious, the texture, the flavor, and the sizzle when it is cooking on the grill. So they wanted to find a way to create a plant-based material, and they decided to do it with a scientific research. So the Impossible Food team introduced themselves into Medium, and you will find a biochemist with a specialist in yeast genetics and nutritionist, a small macular chemist. So
socialize in bio, maculas, you get the idea. They are science rather than chef. So, not chef, science. And they are engineering the perfect burger. What they are doing, what? Engineering. Yeah. So what they did. So, what they did, Brown says that your body, you have the same amount of iron as you had find about 300 impossible burgers. Iron is a protein in hemoglobin, which is the stuff that carries oxygen through your bloodstream. It also helps in the process of turning calories into energy. And that means that there's a lot of animal tissue. When those tissues are turned into food, the iron that gives meat that distinct flavor you can only describe as meaty, you know the one. The iron is present in plants too. And there are different kinds. They tested different type of plant-based iron until they found one that was very, very similar to animal-based iron and settled on a protein extract from the roots of the legume. Then it was just finding a way to extract iron from plants, putting it into their veggie burger and presso, a meaty-tasty veggie burger. Let me go on down more. He said, it's weird to look at the science behind the iron, and it's complicated. Basically, soy roots contain a version of iron that has a similar macular structure to the iron that is in animal tissue. So soy doesn't have nearly as much of it, though. So the scientific genius Impossible Foods found a way to take the genetic code from soy-based iron and invert it into a variety of yeast. They then seed the yeast to get it to multiply and voila, iron on a grand scale without an environmental impact or raising fields or either soy or cows. That's what they say. So let me go on down more. It says, when it comes to food that comes out of lab, times asked Brown about just what kind of hurdles they are facing and whether or not the widespread resistance to engineered food is a problem. Brown pointed out that throughout human history, people have had to discover what's good to eat, what's bad, and that's pretty much what they are doing now, just in lab. But there have been some major debates about whether or not Impossible Burger are safe. Bloomberg report that the FDA has spent years going over the material supplied by Impossible Food. And in 2018, they reaffirmed their findings that the cooked burgers is grass are generally recognized as safe. So grass mean generally recognized as safe. But that wasn't even the end of it. Since iron lends a red color to the burger, they are now required to normally register it as a color additive, adding just one more layer to the approved process, and that's a big deal. So, but is it safe? Impossible Foods, the FDA, and experts panel have produced 1,000-page petition exploring everything from potential allergens to the safety of individual proteins. And everyone's agreed, yes, it's safe. So, FDA, trust that organization? Mercy. We see what is going on now with the current crisis, safe and effective, and we see what is going on. So, let me jot down to cut out some of the findings here. This says, one of the main contributors of this impossible food is yours truly, Bill Gates. We have about 60% shares in Impossible Food. The man that claimed to be a philanthropist. So, what I'm trying to say to us that God didn't instruct man to create food in a lab. But man has done that. It says, God has created man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. And the invention that man has started out is not for the saving of humanity, but for the destruction. So they produce something from the, in a genetical form, to taste, because they know that people just want to have something that tastes similar to what they are giving up. So that's why they come up with this Impossible Foods. And many people has jumped on board with it and think that it is safe. It is not safe. It is something that will cause biological issue into your body and cause a lot of side effects, because it has not been coming from the original source. And we know that meat source food, as I've shared earlier on, is very toxic for the body. Let me share a quote before I go. From the book Council on Health. Council on Health, page 280. Council on Health. 1 second. Let me go back to that page. Present Health Reform, page 217, pardon me, 217. In our work, more attention should be given to the temperance reform. Every duty that calls for reform involves repentance, faith, and obedience. It means that uplifting of the soul to a new and nobler life. Thus, every true reform has its place in the work of the third angel's message. So every true reform has its place in what? In the working of the third angel's message. Especially does the temperance reform demand our attention to support. At our camp meetings, annual meetings, we should call attention to this work and make it a living issue. We should present to the people the principle of true temperance and call for signers to the temperance pledge. Careful attention should be given to those who are enslaved by evil habits. We must lead them to the cross of Christ. And she says in paragraph 3, as we near the close of time, we must raise higher, still higher, upon the question of health reform and Christian temperance, presenting it in a more positive and decided manner. We must strive continually to educate the people, not only by our words, but by our practice. Precepts and practice combine have all a telling difference. And here's the next one as I about to close. I know time is going fast. Hear what she says in Temperance, page 169.2. She says, educate, because the principle of health and temperance are so important and are often misunderstood, neglected, or unknown. We should educate ourselves that we may not only bring our own lives into harmony with these principles, but teach them to others. The people need to be educated line upon line, precept upon precept. The matter must be kept fresh before them. Nearly every family needs to be stirred up. The minds must be enlightened and the conscience arose to the duty of practicing the principle of true reform. So in the principle of true reform, health reform, I can attest to that. Because before I got any message, that was the I have to reform my life by eating proper food. And when I changed my diet, my mindset was changed. And then when I start reading the Bible and start understanding what the Bible was saying, because I was one that was eating, I wasn't eating pork, but I was an avid dairy eater. I didn't eat shrimps and those, but I was eating a lot of dairy products. And it was affecting my health. When I changed my health, I just, before becoming a Seventh-day Adventist, when I changed my diet, I feel different. I start exploring what I could use, and I omit everything that I used to eat. Clean my system, detoxify my system. And I can say, by the help of God, since 2002 to 2022, I have not tasted meat. Thanks be to God. I don't know what it tastes like anymore. God has changed my appetite and my taste. Let me share a little on the Cayman issue, and then I close off. About 5 minutes I need. It says, here, 1 second. Cayman News, Sunday trading restricted. Restrictions are arbitrary and discriminatory and must be repelled. This is a Caribbean magazine called The Loop. They do a lot of stories that is in the Caribbean. And they are mainly in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Haiti, Cayman, St. Lucia, and other parts of the diaspora. It says, the Cayman Islands, it says, Lou published an article denouncing the Cayman Islands' restrictive Sunday closing laws are arbitrary and discriminatory. They said that that law is arbitrary and discriminatory and has called for them to be repealed. Every now and then you will see a news report that gets it right. Not everyone is just repeating what the majority is saying and doing, simply because it is the most convenient course of action. We praise God for this. Loop News published the following about the situation in Cayman Islands. The Sunday Trading Act. So they have come up with a Sunday Trading Act. So no store should be doing no form of trading on Sunday in the Cayman Islands. So they come up with that act. Arbitrary because it randomly chooses Sunday as a prohibited day for trading. Even Sunday is not arbitrary, and justification is that it is a day of worship. Then it is discriminatory because not everyone worship on Sunday. To be fair, therefore, Saturday should also be prohibited day for trading since people also worship on Saturday. As you know, the Caribbean have a mixture. So you have a lot of people that worship on Sunday, a lot of Sabbath keeping churches in the Caribbean. Almost everywhere you turn, you'll see a Seventh-day Adventist church in the Caribbean. So, he said, in addition, you will be liable on summary conviction to fine. So, in addition, you will be liable on summary conviction to a fine of $500, Cayman dollars, for a first conviction, to a fine of $1,000 or to in prison for 6 months for a second subsequent conviction. So rather than have Sunday as an arbitrary random day for businesses to cease trading, the Sunday Trading Act should either be repealed in its entirety or amended substantially to reduce prohibited days of trading. So it says here, they got this story 100% correct. Sunday closing laws require everyone, regardless of their religious affiliation, to observe Sunday as the day of rest on the so-called Christian Sabbath. No one is entitled to act in accordance with their conscience. So what the state say, that's what you should do. And if lawmakers can control religious beliefs, there is no telling what may come in the future in terms of enforcing church creeds and dogma. You remember what happened in the Dark Ages, that this act was sanctioned by the Roman system under Justinian, and they were doing a lot of stuff, persecuting people for what they believe. So we see, and you can also find this article on Advent Messenger, July 21st. So it's also on Advent Messenger on July 21st. So we see when they came up with the Constantine Sunday law in 321 AD, that's a historical event that we should not forget. And also what I can recommend for us, still going on YouTube, this thing that normally come on Trivium, where they usually show the history of the church, what usually take place and how people were persecuted, like the Waldenses were persecuted for what they believe. I'm not remembering the name out of my head right now, but it's something that we can go back. Let me find it 1 second, Sister Carla, so that I can recommend people to go and look back on this, because this is a very important. Yes, it's called Keepers of the Flame. So it's still on YouTube for now. It usually come on Trivium and the Hope Channel. He went to the site of all of the activities, like William Miller. He went to where all of the things take place. He went to the on-site. He filmed these things. So you can go on YouTube and watch these Keepers of the Flames. So it's a very important thing to see what has happened in time past and what will be coming in the future. So thank you, Sister Carla, for Om Namah Mylan.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing just some wonderful information we heard there from you. I see Sister Stephanie have her hands up, I believe. So I just thank you for sharing. I know a lot of people, you know, well, I know of two people that's eaten that impossible, or used to eat it, and, you know, I told them one stop, but one is not a Christian, and they didn't want to hear it. So, you know, people stop their ears from hearing things that are important because they want to continue in their lifestyle or what they're doing, and, you know, that is wrong. But may the Lord help them, you know, because they'll have all kind of health issues. They don't adhere to the health law, the health message, and the diet. Amen. So thank you again for sharing, and also about what's going on in, you know, in the Caribbean. Thank you. I'll go ahead and open Sister Stephanie's line, and if you can give us a prayer, closing prayer after you're finished, Sister Stephanie, that will be a blessing. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen, amen. And I'm going to be brief. Thank you, Sister Carla. I remember when that wave came out with the Beyond Bergen. I'm glad you're talking about it and you actually present it, because this is what I often tell people. Anything that tastes like meat or remind me what meat tastes like is not for me to consume. It's not for human consumption. And I remember when the wave came out, I think it hit down there in Georgia, right, where they have a this young lady open a restaurant. It was called like Sloppy Burger or something like that. And people, lines, there were lines wrapped around, right, her little pop-up restaurant, her pop-up store. And I remember, and my kids, they're so, they know their mother. They were like, I know my mother's not going to try it. And I was like, absolutely. There was something in my spirit that told me something was wrong with this. Because I heard people were talking about it tasted like it, it looked just like it, it had the meat. And here you are sharing that it was genetically engineered, right, where they use the right thing to grab people, but what kind of detriment it is going to do to our bodies, right? You talked about floodgates being connected to it. It's amazing to me how, you know, I think you might have touched on this, Brother O'Neill, but I'm not going to belabor it because I know we're being temperate and we've gone over how, I just want you all to see where this is going. Remember we presented that Mr. Floodgates purchased the largest amount of farmland, right? And so he purchased this, and all of a sudden now we hear that there are food shortage. I read an article over there, I think it's in England, where they were, the UK, where they were paying, giving farmers buku loads of money, loads of cash, so that they can retire from farming or leave the farming business. Okay, let's look at this. Nothing is happening just by happenstance. This is by design. And so I shared with you all, I challenged you, Sister Carl and everybody on this line, that even if you're not in the country yet, you can get a little container. You don't even have to go out and buy a bucket. Get a little container. You know, I know a lot of you use the quart bottle, the vinegar. Cut it. Get some organic dirt. And use it to plant some things. I'm planting potatoes in bag right in my house. Amen. And so let's do some of those things so that you can get a head start, because we're behind the eight ball. So that we can, I have my tomatoes growing, I have cherry tomatoes growing, I have Roma tomatoes growing, all organic, I have green bell peppers growing, yellow and red and orange growing, I have ginger growing, onion, and I just started this less than a month, and I'm telling you, things are growing. And so let's try that so that at least you'll be able to have something in your house. You'll be able to have some potatoes. My potatoes is growing already in my bag. Simple stuff. And so what I want to be, I'm stepping out in faith because I know that God is going to bless me with that country property. So I'm starting to grow it here, right here. So that when I get there, I'm already have a little bit of experience. Amen. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that, because we need to understand that not everything that says plant-based, and I'm not, you know, we need to also even stay away from this vegan, right? Because this vegan word, there's so much other spirituality, so much other connection to it, that is really, when we sift through it, it's not of God. So I know, I share with people that I'm plant-based. Okay, I'm a plant-based eater, and so not everything that says, quote-unquote, vegan is good for you. So you want to make sure that you get in the habit of reading those ingredients, and if it has too many stuff in it, stuff that you can't call, I would suggest that you stay away from it. I try, for me, I don't like all of these processed stuff. I like to eat my greens and my beans, stuff that are natural, that I can cook and are simple. So I say that to say, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that, because I often, when it came out, there was something in my spirit that didn't sit right with it, and now I know. Amen and amen. All right, so here we go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for what you have presented to us by each and every person that was on this line. You told us that we need to be tactful. We need to be sympathetic. We need to use your character when we come in contact with people. And we need to be bold. We need to know that you have given us power, power to walk on scorpions, power to cast the mountains on the mountains in the ocean. You have given us power to heal. And if we trust you, if we obeyed your laws, your 7-8 doctors, your principle, your health principle, the 8 doctors that makes house call, if we obey what you have called us to do, if we obey being a boring sin, many of these things will not beset us. Thank you, Lord, for tarrying with us today, and we pray that you will allow us, Lord, to be changed, not to be the same. As we depart from you, Heavenly Father, depart from this land, we ask you, Lord, not to depart from us, Lord. Put an edge of protection around us so that we can be fortified, and we will be able to get up tomorrow according to your will and be able to experience the Sabbath rest with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercies, and I ask you to give each and every person that is connected to this line, that is hearing my voice, a double portion of your Holy Spirit. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Please join us again tomorrow. And I just ask that may you continue to pray for each other, continue to pray for those that are out there in the world still thinking that everything is going to be the same or continue as it was, and we know things are getting from bad to worse. So may the Lord help us. Have a good night. Jesus loves you. Bye-bye.
Redeemed.